Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The
problem seems right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't need
to be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you, keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh, my good, still would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I'm telling you, in Georgia, we had a storm to come through here last night about 7 o'clock, and rain, knocked out the power about 8 o'clock last night. And the power is still out this morning. They said they won't have it on until this evening, about 7 o'clock. And so, but this morning, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I forget the rest of that song. But the sun is out. I'm outside right now. You can probably hear the birds chirping just a little bit because they're going on about their business today. And matter of fact, they're going to have a real super-duper day because every time we have a big hard rain like this, you know, it always bring out the worms and the different insects and things come to the top of the ground and everything. So they're going to have a real super-duper day today. Thankful to have each one of you on the call today. And as I said before, the power was out last night at 7 and won't be back on until 7 tonight. And I know you're wondering, oh, Lord, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? My ice boxes shut down everything? No. Just as soon as I get off this call, I'm going to crank my generator up. I got a generator that I set outside. I run the extension cords up to the kitchen, to that refrigerator, downstairs to the freezer. And when I fill it up with gas, it will run for 8 hours on a tank of gas, and then I just put some more gas in it. But so is I worried about the power being out? No. I just plug up my generator as soon as I get off this call, and everything will be okie dokie. Everything will be hunky-dory because that's what the Lord tells us to do. Be prepared. Not only be prepared for death, but he wants us to be prepared for life and for living. And so that's what we can always try to do. So I'm in the basement now, and I got the door standing wide open. And you know, after that rain, the weather itself is just, now yesterday before the rain, I think it was 97 degrees before it started to rain. But then the rain came and cooled everything off. And so this morning, I mean, the weather is just perfect. The wind, the atmosphere and everything is just perfect. But you know what? That's how God works. That's what he do. So yesterday, we had a time we had at church yesterday. I hope y'all did too when you went to worship. Maybe some of you still worshiping online, and that's okay. But I would encourage you some way and somehow to try to get back into the sanctuary. Go ahead and wear your mask. Go ahead and wear your gloves. Go in there and look. Go back in church looking like Ghostbusters if you want to. But get back into the fellowship where you can be with people, where you can see people. And you can go in there and tell them just don't touch you. Don't shake your hand or hug you or nothing. But you do need to be back in the worship service. And so we want you to sort of start working on that. I know we still have some people who are into this pandemic thing, but as far as worship is concerned, being on the radio, TV, all that kind of stuff, that's pretty good. But I know you miss other fellowship of being at church. In the book of John, matter of fact, John 1, I would encourage you, read your Bibles every once in a while. Now, some of us have pet scriptures like John 3:16, Acts 2:38, Romans 1:6 or something like that. But let me get you to read up to that passage and then read after that passage. So read your Bible, and you'd be surprised how your eyes would be open. Like I said, so many people go to Acts 2:38 before it talks about me and brethren, what shall we do? Repent, be baptized. But you ain't read nothing. You ain't read chapter 1 down to that, and you ain't read chapter 2 to the end of the book and picked up Acts 2,
Acts 7, Acts 8, Acts 9, Acts chapter 10. None of those. You don't have a clue about it. So when the preachers are preaching, you're scratching your head like, what is he saying? Well, he's saying what's in the Bible, what you should already done studied. And so I'm going to encourage you, read your Bibles and read some passages that you don't normally read. And I'm telling you what, it's going to be an eye-opener for you. In John chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, life, and the life was the light. The light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came to witness, to bear the witness of the light. Now all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear the witness of that light. Now that's a whole sermon right there, but I'm gonna pass that up this morning. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to him gave the power to become the sons of God, Son of God, even to them that believed on his name, which was born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man. And then he finally says, and the Word became flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We know that this particular verse says that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became flesh. But we know that there was a time when there was a pre-fleshly state of Christ before he came into the world. When God said, let us make man, he was talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he was talking about Jesus Christ. And the reason why I know that he was talking about Jesus Christ before he became man, because when Moses was in the wilderness and they needed some water, the Bible said that Moses was supposed to strike the rock, and he says, and the rock that followed them was Christ. That was pre-fleshly state of Christ. And then John 1 and verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so now Jesus is a man. Now he is born into the world. And when he came into the world, he would say unto the people, ye believe in God, believe also in me. And then he tried to clarify. He tried to clarify his royalty, as it was, or his spirituality, or his connection with God, by saying, I am the bread of life, in John 6 and verse number 48. I am the light of the world, in John 8, verse 12, and John 9, verse number 5. Before Abraham was, I am, he says in John 8 and verse number 58. He says, I am the bread of life. And then he says, I am the door, in John 10 and verse number 9. Then he says, I am the good shepherd, in John 10 and verse number 11. And then he continues clarifying at least three more things. He said, I am the resurrection and the life, in John 11, verse 25. And then it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, in John 14, verse 1 through 6. And then he says, conclusion, I am the true vine, in John 15 and verse number 1. Jesus is absolutely essential to our lives. And have you ever thought about when and why he said these things? what was of the setting when Jesus brought all of these things up. So I just want you to know that when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man come to the Father but by me. He put his stamp, and then not only that, but his daddy, his father, put the stamp of approval on that when he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. I'm telling you now, Jesus is, continues to be. He's gone. He'll come back again because he claimed he would. He claimed that he would, and that he certifies that by saying, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we don't know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father except by me. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be connected with Jesus. Keep on stumbling through life the way you want to do it. Keep on stumbling through life thinking that you're doing what God wants you to do. All I ask you to do is just do this one thing. Let's talk. You tell me how you think you ought to be saved. You tell me how you feel like that this is what God wants you to do. Let's talk and then lay that by the Bible. That's what a parable is, means to throw beside. Let's throw beside your feelings, your emotions, your ideas beside the Bible, and let's see how it comes out. That's what you got to do. I'm not criticizing how you feel or what you think. All I know is you got to confirm it with the Bible. And I believe the Bible says you put the Spirit by the Spirit. Let the Spirit do it. And so, you know, if you say, oh, I just feel it in my heart, let's lay that beside the Bible. Or I just think that he just wants us to be good. Let's lay that beside the Bible. That's what it means, throw beside. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I want you to continue to pray for all those who may be sick in hospice, or just not feeling well today. One of my good friends just had a stroke, and he's paralyzed down one side. And I'm gonna have to go see him. And so we want to put him on our prayer list today as well. But as I said before, we're sitting here in the dark. But one of the great things about it is I got all the shades up, door standing wide open, and it's so much light in here. It's almost like the electricity's on. Because God has made this a wonderful, wonderful day. So until next time, or at least until Wednesday, Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I really do hope that you have a super-duper week.